Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Okay, let's talk about this. The first few weeks with a new baby can be the best and at the same time, the scariest time in your life. So we decided to look at issues that can come up in the weeks between arrival and that 6-week check. Well, on the line now is Dr. Mary McCaffrey, consultant gynecologist at Scotia Women's Health Clinic in Tralee. She's back on the line. Mary, how are you?
Hi, Jen. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Let's start, if we can, with what can be done in advance to make life easier after the arrival. Just as simple as possible. What should we be thinking of?
Well, I suppose the first thing is to think about the fact that it's not just about a mom or a baby. There's dads involved in it. And a lot of what happens in the antenatal period before the baby is born can be planned for and can be educated for. So, for example, antenatal education, breastfeeding classes, all kinds of different resources are out there within the maternity services. But people often choose to do different things themselves as well. So, for example, I'm delighted that we're doing this in World Doula Week because we have a really good doula association in Ireland. And we've about 60 doulas, and one of our doulas in Sligo runs dad's classes, unique dad's classes.
Okay.
So the guys can do a bit of preparation on their own and be ready for it. So it's a lot is about preparation. Now, one of the things I suppose you can never predict how the delivery is going to go.
You'd love
to think it'll always be great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that before people leave hospital, that if there has been something that is affecting them or distressing them, even to get a debrief out of it and make sure they're followed up. So, yeah, it's a little bit too unpredictable.
Yeah, tell me about these dad's classes, because often the partner is kind of kept in the dark a little bit, historically anyway. Are we getting a bit better?
We are getting a bit better. And I suppose I've always found over the years when I, you know, would see couples together is that they go to antenatal classes, be it online or in person. The dads never really felt part of it. So Michelle, who runs Mamogues doula services in Sligo, she runs dad's classes online and face-to-face, and she does dad's coffee mornings online, and they get to talk about the issues and they get to talk to other men, because we forget that if you're a man in a delivery room, or your wife, partner, or we have also got to remember there could be surrogacy in this, there might be two dads,
mm-hmm.
but if you're watching something that's kind of distressing, people never talk about whether men get postnatal depression or get affected in any way by what they see. They do find it very frightening because you're often on the outside in a delivery room, on the outside in a situation, and people forget about them a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Why is it important to know what is not normal?
Because if you know what's not normal, you will do something about it. So it is not normal, for example, to have very heavy bleeding after your baby's born. And people are going home, you see, as well, from hospital much earlier than they did years ago. And often they don't have a mother or mother-in-law at home who they can talk to either. So the network isn't as tight.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have very heavy bleeding and you're passing clots after your baby's born, that's probably not normal. You need to go back to your hospital or GP. It always seems to happen at weekends, though, when it's out of hours services. So you need to go back and get it looked at so it can be dealt with. It might be an infection. It might be a bit of retained tissue. You need to know what's normal in terms of your stitches healing if you've had stitches. And if you know what is normal, then you mightn't panic quite as much.
And don't be in pain. I do find that
absolutely,
a lot of women,
absolutely.
Like, my God, months after having the baby, they're in pain if they're going to the loo or intercourse.
That's
or whatever.
Not
like,
normal.
That's
None
not
of that
normal.
Is normal.
Yeah.
That's not normal. And breast pain isn't normal. And people forget, again, you asked, what can you do antenatally? Get fitted for a proper pregnancy bra, for a breastfeeding bra. And know all of those things. I think the most important thing people can do is good classes and lactation consultant classes. We have lactation consultant in Scotia, and it is just amazing. The women go into the whole process of feeding very confident.
Yeah, well, you're dead right. We don't have the mother or the mother-in-law at home, and we are coming out of hospitals a lot quicker now. I never forget the midwife saying that to me. You, Emma, you're all coming out trying to get back to work too quickly, and you're coming out of hospitals too soon. But we do have information, support, online support, you know, like you mentioned there, doula class, all these things that are happening around the country that we need to tap into, and education is key.
And most local parishes and small places and country towns will have mum and baby groups.
Yes.
There's a really brilliant Facebook group on surviving reflux. They're just fantastic, and they give really good advice to people, because people panic about babies and feeding and whether their poos look normal. And then that all leads into anxiety and depression. And I suppose all of the maternity hospitals now have a really good network of services. We have really good perinatal mental health services. Every hospital has a perinatal mental health midwife, and they're screened antenatally for anxiety, depression. They can be followed up to 6 weeks. And that's another really good resource that people don't know about.
Yeah. Let's talk about postnatal depression. What are the signs to watch out for?
They can be very subtle. Some people can be very tearful. Some people just withdraw a little bit from the world, and they might just start panicking about little things. They mightn't go out. It's very, very subtle. It's just feeling sad maybe sometimes. And but antenatally, that can be quite predictable as well.
Okay.
So it's linking in and keeping your options open to meet with people and to get back to your perinatal mental health midwife. Get back to community midwife if you've been in the community services. If you've had a home birth, you have follow-up with your home birth midwife afterwards as well. And, you know, we talked about what's not available now, mothers, mother-in-laws, and everyone gave out about them. But even something like a doula, who is a professional, non-medical professional, but, you know, they might charge you 90 euros to come in for a couple of hours a day, or help you or be with you to make sure the feeding's going okay. And your health insurance may contribute to that. So, and sometimes people could say, wouldn't that be a lovely present to give somebody,
yes,
rather than buying them loads of baby clothes? So lots and lots of options out there. And again, you know, say preparing antenatally, that if you've done your antenatal classes and your pelvic floor, so you mind your pelvic floor in labour, and then you get into your pelvic floor exercises afterwards, because people panic when they might have a bit of urinary incontinence, but that can be improved by nipping it in the bud early on.
Now, it's the last thing on most people's mind, but why is it important to be aware of contraception choices, especially while breastfeeding?
I think it's obviously really important that people would be thinking about contraception, because they think they're not going to have sex again. Every time I bring it up at a check, and people say, I'm not having sex, but they will have sex, and it'll always be kind of unplanned in some ways in terms of contraception. So yeah, it's just to be aware of their options and not to rely totally on breastfeeding. Unless you're breastfeeding completely on demand, it won't be a reliable contraceptive. And there are plenty of contraceptives that you can use in the postnatal period, that, you know, coils can go in, Marina, Kylena, all of those can go in. The only thing, if you're breastfeeding, you can't use the estrogen-based pills, and probably, you know, straight after babies anyway, the risk of...
Is there a lot of stuff out there and support, you know, if you have a baby that is colicky, or you mentioned the reflux Facebook group there. Colic seems to be pretty common, right?
It seems to be really, really common. And it seems to be a lot about, you know, lactose intolerance. There is one particular Facebook group called Surviving Colic, I think they're called. And there's a lot of baby groups around baby reflexology, baby massage, linking in to your local area and seeing what's available in your local area to help with that. Just talking to other mums is always really helpful.
Finally, you are really keen to explain why medical conditions in pregnancy can be a marker for future health issues. Why is that?
Really, really good time to... Because when you've had your baby, you might never see a doctor again until your next baby, and you might never have another baby. If someone has high-risk pregnancy, for example, if they have diabetes in pregnancy, they have a 50% chance of developing diabetes later on in life. So strategies on diet and insulin resistance and healthiness can help to reduce your risk of getting diabetes in the future. And now there's a lot of research coming out showing that women who might have preeclampsia or high blood pressure in pregnancy, later on in life, they're more likely to develop cardiovascular and heart disease problems. And again, an opportunity to look, step back and go, what can I do to be healthy for the rest of my life? And, you know, you've got a marker that allows you to, you know, put things in place to be healthy.
Absolutely. Mary, thank you so much for joining us today. Great information, as always, for lots of very tired new parents out there. Dr. Mary McCaffrey is a consultant gynecologist at Scotia Women's Health Clinic in Tralee.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.